Perfect. So welcome everybody to this Sunday Earth Healing service on the 10th of August 2025. Welcome back. It feels like it's been a long month away from the Zoom, but Andrew and I are now fully rested and raring to go, and it's lovely to see so many of you with us today. Just a few things before we begin to remind you about how the Sunday services work. So we are recording this evening. These recordings will be made available to download for free after the service by clicking the free stuff tab on the menu of my website, edwincourtney.co.uk, and then the Sunday service archive, which appears at the bottom of the drop down list. Please note these recordings are for your personal use only and, of course, in no way, shape or form for resale. If you want to record the service yourself, you're absolutely more than welcome to do so. There are no course notes available for this evening, as it's largely channeled. But if you would like a copy of the pictures that we are using tonight, or indeed the outline for the Earth Healing exercise, you can email Sue Little, who has very kindly agreed to administrate these for me. The email address to use is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. If you have any questions that arise either from this evening's channeling or the meditation, you can send them to me via our online form. Just go to the website and click the tab Questions for Ed. Questions asked regarding workshops, lectures, channeled evenings, courses and Sunday services, I am very happy to answer for free. We just need to turn off that doorbell. There we go. That's good. There will be no question and answer moments this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. The service will last for an hour without a break. So at the moment you are all muted, which means I can't hear you, but hopefully you can hear me. And this is how the session will run this evening. It just makes sure that there's no background noise that can distract us as we're moving forward. So we are going to get started with an opening prayer. I channeled this prayer, especially for the service, and I think it's come out quite nicely. And I typed it into the computer. So if you want a copy of this prayer, just contact Sue and she can send that to you. So if you want to get nice and comfortable, I'm just putting a little bit of background music on, I think. There we go. Is that where? There we go. So just sit back. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and focus on the words of the prayer. Divine Source, Great Lord and Lady of all light, love, and life. From heaven to earth, we call upon your radiant power. Descend through us, willing instruments of your grace, that we might plant it in the earth and bring forth healing. Magnified by our intent and love, disseminated by our will and action, cast out upon the earth through every footfall that we take, through every breath offered in prayer, to undo that which has been done in ignorance, to heal the scars of man's folly, to soothe the pain of Mother Earth, who bears and cradles so much in her arms, to heal in love, to heal in love, to heal in love, to heal in love. By rising moon and setting sun, this is our will, let it be done. So mote it be. Amen. Okay, you can open your eyes. So, this evening, we are going to be working with a little Kabbalistic magic. We're going to call forth the power of heaven and anchor it through our being into the earth. We're going to use a reimagining of a Kabbalistic exercise called the Middle Pillar. Now I'm just going to pop some images. Oopsie-daisy. There we go. I'm just going to pop some images up on the screen for you to have a look at as I chitter away about it. The middle pillar exercise is often used for personal spiritual development, where the energy called forth from heaven is circulated through the body. Sometimes it's used before magical rituals as well. Today, we are going to repurpose the ritual, drawing down the light of heaven and planting it into the earth. So, as you can see on the screen, we have the tree of life, the Kabbalistic tree of life, which can be superimposed over the physical body. And this central part of the tree is called the middle pillar, and that correlates in the human body with the central energy channel, the Sushumna. And these circles on the tree of life are called Sephiroth. They are the fruit of the tree, and they are also superimposed over the body too. Now, although they fall in close proximity to some of the chakras, we are going to use them as the Sephiroth and not the chakras. And therefore, when I ask you to visualize them, they will be very different colors to the ones that you might imagine. So you've got to kind of suspend your brain's natural propensity to think, oh, he's talking about the crown center, it's white. Because I'm not talking about the crown center, I'm talking about the Kether Sephiroth, and it's going to be an entirely different color. So the best thing to do is to try and just surrender a little to my guidance and not anticipate it too much. I'm also going to be asking you to repeat some mantras with me. Now, this version of the middle pillar, it's my version. It's a bit of a mishmash of things because we're going to be using it to turn ourselves into receptive receptacles for the power of heaven. We're going to use Sanskrit mantras which are connected to goddesses rather than the god names, which are the traditional mantras that we would use in the traditional middle pillar exercise. And once again, if you're interested in these mantras and want to know what they mean, if you email Sue, I've done a separate sheet with the mantras and their interpretations, so you can get hold of them should you want to. So the female Sanskrit mantras will help to create a more receptive space for us to pull down the energy of the divine light safely so that we can use it in this healing way. It's a really powerful exercise, this, and although, as I mentioned, it might feel a little odd because you're not used to working with the Kabbalah, or you're not used to working with these visualizations with the Sephiroth. If you just keep at it, I think you'll feel the benefit for it. So don't, you know, if you do it tonight and think, "Ugh, that wasn't for me," don't give up on it. Go back and have another go at it at least, because if you can get into it and relax into it, I think you'll feel the power of it. I'm hoping you will. I will just say, and we will hear more from him and about him later on, but helping us along today is the Ascended Master Hiram, H-I-R-A-M. Hiram was one of the architects who helped King Solomon build his temples. And he is a ascended master now, who is the master patron of the mysteries of the Kabbalah. This is an AI picture that I generated of him. And once again, if you want to get hold of this picture, then contact Sue on edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. She's got the picture, so she can send it to you. Right, let's do our earth healing meditation. So let me just pop that music back on. There we go. Oh, sorry. Are you working? Oh, there we go. Success. Turn it down just a tad. Okay. So take a few moments to get nice and comfortable in your chair, please. Make sure there's no tension or stress in your neck and your shoulders. Make sure your lower back is comfortable and supported, and that you are warm. Place your hands, palms uppermost on your lap, and make sure that your feet are firmly planted on the ground, if at all possible. Close your eyes. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in a little deeper. Breathing out, really emptying the lungs. One more time. Breathing in. And breathing out. I want you to visualize a starry black sphere above your head, the size of a beach ball. A sphere of night. A sphere of space. And I want you to chant with me these words: Om Jaga Dambi Nama Ha. 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 Now, from this sphere of space, of night, I want you to imagine light descending down through the central energy channel of your body to form a sphere at the level of your throat in velvety blackness, the size of a beach ball, black, ink, dark, but soft, like black velvet. And I want you to chant this mantra with me here. Om Devi Kundalini Nama Ha. 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 Now visualize light descending to form a sphere at the level of the heart. So light descending from that black sphere at the throat down through the central energy channel into a point level with the heart, where it blossoms out into a sphere the size of a beach ball, the color of orange, the color of a hearth fire, color of orange fruit, the color of the setting sun, level with the heart. And I want you to chant this mantra with me. Maha Viri Aya I Nama Ha. 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 Now from this point, light descends to form another sphere at the level of the groin in green light. So down from the heart, through the central energy channel, light descends, coalescing at the level of the groin, forming a beach ball-sized sphere of green light. The green of grass, the green of leafy trees, the green of nature. And here I want you to chant with me the mantra, Om Patini Nama Ha. 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 A And finally, visualize light descending to form a sphere at the feet, at the level of the feet, in deep magenta light. So down from the groin, light descends, coalescing at the level of the feet into a beach ball sized sphere of magenta light. And here I want you to chant with me, Om Nitya Buddha Yai Namaha. 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 Let then the light continuously flow down from heaven into earth that you have set in motion. A tumbling cascade of heavenly brilliance flowing through you into the earth beneath your feet, through the central energy channel. A flow of incandescent luminance, brilliant shining light, flowing through you deep out into the earth, flowing out wide into the earth around you, beneath you, to those places both far and near that are in need. To places polluted and ailing on land and in sea. To places war-torn and blood-stained, the light of heaven healing, the light of heaven repairing, the light of heaven transforming darkness into light, despair into hope, hate into love. And as the light flows, chant these simple words with me that represent the divine energy of the spheres conjured. Bone crone crone, warrior weaver bard. 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 Let the energy flow through you to wherever it needs to go, to wherever you might guide it to. Deep into the earth, deep into the sea, out into the natural world, into the hearts and minds and spirits of man. And in a little while, my voice will return to guide you back. Now begin to let the energy that flows through you ebb and cease. Let the final remnants of it pass through your energy system out into the earth beneath your feet. And let the spheres that you've created within your energy system diminish and fade. Give thanks to the power of heaven that has flowed through you. And take a moment to fully ground yourself, bringing yourself back into the present now. Breathe down from the base chakra through your legs and your feet, roots deep and wide into the earth to anchor you back into the present moment, feeling the chair beneath you, feeling the ground beneath your feet. Breathe a little energy into the sacral and solar plexus centers, just in case any of your subtle bodies have blurred out of focus, bringing them back into alignment, bringing you back into touch with your physical body, wiggling your toes and fingers, hearing the sound of my voice. And when you're ready, slowly and gently in your own time, adding a little protection if you feel the need to do so, open your eyes and return. Kabbalistic magic is incredibly powerful. A lot of people are put off working with the Kabbalah because they think it's complicated, and it can be. There are aspects of it that are complicated, but it doesn't have to be. And for me, the proof of the pudding has always been in the eating. I think sometimes the effects that you can get and the power that you can feel can be very inspiring, and it can lead you to want to find out more. And because we are using our body on a macrocosmic, microcosmic, holographic, universal, blueprint type level to become the tree of life, it can be a very intimate experience, a very personal experience, and all the more powerful for it as well. If anybody wants to find out more about the Kabbalah, I would always point them towards two books, Simplified Kabbalah by Ted Andrews and Kabbalah by Carla Trobe. If you want the outline of that meditation, contact Sue. If you want those mantras and their meanings, contact Sue, and she's got those images of the middle pillar as well. And you can find more about the middle pillar online too, if you want to find out how it's genuinely, generally, usually used. Because what we usually would do is we would bring the energy down through the body, and then we would circulate it back up to the top, and then we would bring it down, and then we would circulate back up to the top, and we would bring it up the front of the aura, and then the back, and then up the left hand side, and then back down the right hand side, and we would continue to kind of flush it up and down the aura in order to energize the body with the light of heaven. So we've done it in a very, very different way today. In a minute, we are going to have a channeling from the Master Hiram. I'm going to give you a little bit more information about him first, but I just want to mention this before we do, because it's on my brain, and if I don't mention it now, there's a likelihood I'll forget it. So one of our congregation who's often with us is a wonderful lady called Rosalie. She's a New Zealand lady. Some of you will know her. Some of you would recognize her if she was on the screen. An older lady with very short white hair, really very lovely lady. She's very, very ill in hospital at the moment, very possibly facing the end of her life. And so if anybody could spend some healing thoughts in her direction, just to ease her situation as it is at the moment, and just for her general greater good, let's put it like that, for a general healing greater good, then all for the greater good, more the merrier, really. So just to mention that. So let's pop him back up on the screen so you can see him. Master Hiram, to do a double check that he'd got the appropriate amount of fingers, because sometimes when the AI images come out, they've got too many or too few fingers, but he seems to have the requisite amount. So Hiram is the master of the 28th ray, according to the numerological system given to me by the Ascended Masters. He is the master of the Tree of Life, the Ascended Master of Sacred Architecture and Spiritual Trading. Yes, now that's an interesting one, Spiritual Trading. So Spiritual Trading is about the laws of reciprocity, the laws of give and take, the laws of give and return, connected to our third dimensional universe. Historically, he was the friend and architecture of King Solomon. He is mentioned in the ancient stories of King Solomon. His ray is the ray of the wisdom of the Divine Father, and those seeking this wisdom inside and outside of themselves. So he's particularly connected to the Divine Masculine, particularly connected to the Divine Father from a Judaic perspective, that very cerebral, heavenly father figure. He is the key to unlocking the mysteries of the Kabbalah and its magical powers. So if the Kabbalah is something that you are going to dive into, call upon Hiram, and he can help guide you to the right books and you can open those sections of your brain that might enable you to understand it a little bit better. His ray is the crystalline white ray, and his flame is the flame of understanding and self-realization. Self-realization because the Kabbalah is very much a system of spiritual awakenment and unfoldment. There are magical elements of it that can influence the physical world, but it is chiefly a magical system of evolution, where we become the divine, where we move into closer states of unity with the divine consciousness. So we are going to hear from Hiram now. He's got a little message for us, and then we'll move on to, you know, some notices I'm going to give you, and then a closing blessing to send you on your way. But let's hear what the man himself has got to say. Let me just take a swig of my gin and tonic. Not that it's really a gin and tonic, I hasten to add. Okay. Let's see what he's got to say. Humanity in general has come to falsely see themselves as being powerless, small, separate. Oddly and interestingly, it was mankind that forced this view upon themselves. In the beginning, mankind knew that they were God, Goddess, the Divine. They knew that nothing separated them from Source, that they were just parts of that great consciousness which had found their way to Earth in order to experience matter. So clear was this connection that ancient man did not fear death, because they knew that death was an illusion. All that they saw ahead of them was eventual return to the source from which they'd come, and that was a moment to be looked forward to and celebrated, as was their brief sojourn on Earth, experiencing limited incarnation and the joys and sensuality of matter. Over time, mankind started to tell themselves that they were lesser than they were, so that those who knew and remembered the truth could control those who did not. By telling their brothers and sisters that they were small and separate and powerless, they forced them to turn to those who remembered the truth for guidance and connection, for miracle and magic and healing. And so, religions were born whereby control was issued forth upon the masses through ignorance and fear, by curtailing knowledge and curating spiritual truth. Unfortunately, in time, this understanding took root and hold, and even those who once knew better forgot the greater truth, and also began to believe in the illusion, leaving only a very few on earth who remembered what life used to be like. So now, the majority of mankind still sees themselves as separate and alone, disconnected from a source or disbelieving of it, powerless and small to make a difference in their world. They believe that difference can only be brought to bear through political intervention, through dynamic power and control, through money, which of course is not true. Now the great re-education of mankind is endeavouring to bring them back to a point which they all began at, where they see themselves once again as being divine, as being source, as being expressions of God and Goddess on earth. Practices like that one that you have just done, the middle pillar, can help you to remember, can help you to build again inside yourself the tree of life and feel your intimate resonance and alignment with the greater tree of life that is the consciousness of God. To feel not just the presence of the divine inside yourself, but that part of yourself which is divine, awakening, reconnecting, remembering, blossoming and blooming, like a plant that you thought had died during winter, returning in spring. This is a powerful moment when you realize that you are the magic that you have been seeking, that you are the power, that you are the miracle, that you are the solution, that you can be the conduit and vessel through which this tremendously powerful, miraculous and impossible light can find foothold on earth and work its wonders in your world. So, I would encourage you to practice exercises like this and others of a similar nature in order that you might help remember and carry the light of heaven into the land. You see, each of you are sacred vessels for the heavenly power and always have been. Each of you are conduits and lightning rods through which the touch of the divine can find the world and set things right and bring things anew to blossom and bear upon the world. Each of you is sacred. Your words, your actions, your deeds, your presence alone can be used to convey the heavenly power and light that is needed in order to restore and set things back in motion as to how they are meant to be. Without saying anything or doing anything, you can simply hold this power in place, be a sacred container and vessel for its radiance and radiation, shining it out into matter and into the minds and hearts of people. You can do your earth healing whilst you're doing your Monday shop, whilst you're queuing in the post office, whilst you're cleaning your house, walking the dog and mowing the lawn, whilst you are seemingly being the most mundane that you can be. You can hold that light and radiate it out into the world. But maybe, more importantly too, you can hold that light and radiate it out into the world when you sit and listen to the horror stories on your radio, when you bear witness to the tragedy on your television screen, when you read the words in your newspaper of the travesties of your world. And as you bear witness, you can also transfer light and power to those nameless faces, to those people outlined by the radio presenter, into those words in the newspaper and the people that they represent. You don't have to simply be a passive observer, shedding tears that have no real meaning or power. You can rather be a conduit through which the hand of God acts, guided by your compassion and your love. This is a powerful act of magic and miracle, to use the gift and grace of your presence in this way, to be a witness both proactive and receptive to be the sacred vessel of the divine. But more than this, by becoming one with the tree of life, you are anchoring the pattern of its power onto your reality and course correcting the indiscretions and misdirections that have been imposed upon you and taken by man. The tree of life is one of the perfect designs. When you allow yourself to become it, you are superimposing the presence of its order on your reality. You are restructuring the nature of your world and its history and future. You are rewriting that history. You are redressing the imbalance. You are restructuring the genetics of the period of history through which you are living. And this is powerful. This is strong. This is high magic indeed. And it can be as easy as visualizing spheres of light within your body and seeing a stream, a heavenly cascade falling through your center into the earth. I don't ever want you to believe that you are powerless or small or disconnected. I want you to remember the truth and return to your powerful selves. A long, long time ago, I was an architect. I created temples, places that were designed to hold the presence of God. What no one ever knew was that all of the temples that I created were based upon one simple design, the design of man. All of my temples were representations of the human body. They all had a heart and a head and a heel. They all had a belly. It might not have been easy to see it, but in my mind, I was recreating the human body in temple form, implanting into every structure chakras and meridians, skeletons and organs, so that the temple would be alive. In my later days, I saw the greater nature of my work as being not simply the creation of these sacred spaces, but the way in which they interacted with the world. I had realized, you see, that the human body, being the miracle that it is, interacted with the space around it, influencing the growth of trees and flowers and plants, influencing the growth of their fellow man. And so, applying this simple truth to my buildings, I managed to get them to interact with each other and influence the space between them on what you might now call the quantum level. When you work for another, with another, with each other, as you have done today, you work on the sacred space between you, between your sacred temples, and you help to create a greater temple through the combination of your light. There is power in numbers in this way, through the greater manifestation of the quantum field of the perfect divine blueprint. And so my final words to you would be these. You are powerful, you are divine, but you are greater when you work together, when your minds and hearts are in sync, when your spirits are as one. Now, more than ever, it is needed that you unite in this way. And so I encourage you, irrespective of your differences or distances, to reach out more to each other and link in this manner in order to create the greatest light that you can bring to bear upon the earth. Because she is so desperately in need now, as is humanity. I am a Hiram, and I bring these words to you in humble love and truth and trust. Take them to your heart and mind and contemplate them, and if you think them well, then apply them. They are my small gift to you. For now then, in love and light and truth, I leave with you my blessing and take my leave. Okay. Before then, we head towards wrapping things up, I have a few notices to give. So, on the 12th of August, which is Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, is the first of our new four-part channeled evenings, which is called The Wisdom of Merlin. And the first of these is called The Child of Promise, and it's about working with the inner child to reclaim your power of sight and see the realms invisible. Really looking forward to that one. You can find more details about it online, either on my social media platforms or on the website. And of course, go to the website to book. The next Sunday service will be on the 24th of August. It will be a divine service, which means that I'll be giving messages for the angels and the masters to some of those lucky members who attend. Please let people know the Sunday services are free and we want as many people coming along as possible. On August the 26th is the beginning of our new four-part lecture series called Healing the Spiritual Zeitgeist. And that lecture will be on exhaustion and fatigue, exploring the potential energetic root causes of exhaustion in our modern world and how we might mitigate them and heal them. We're going to be doing something slightly different with the healing lectures. We're going to be recording the entirety of them, questions and all. So for the lectures, if you want to ask a question, you just have to bear in mind that you'll be on the recording. Just figure that there might be quite a few questions on that lecture series, and I think it would be a shame if the answers weren't recorded. And then on the 31st of August is our workshop, Eminent Elementals, exploring those less spoken of elemental beings, such as giants, griffins, unicorns, and phoenixes. Phoenixes? Phoenixi? I never quite know what the plural for phoenix is, but phoenix. As well as other elemental beings as well. Once again, for the lectures and for the workshop, details can be found on the website, and you can go there to book as well. And just to say again that we will be putting out some readings fairly soon. So if you've signed up to the readings waiting list, keep an eye on your inbox because they'll plop in there as soon as we put them out. And we have got something quite special coming up that's connected to the 999 in September too. So look out for that as well. Okay, so I think we'll finish in a moment with a closing blessing. I'm going to channel the closing blessing directly for you this evening. The music that we played this evening, we've used the same piece of music. It's called Ashtar Ishtar. Might be available for free on the website. Not 100% sure. It might have been part of a course, so I don't think it might be there, but lots of lovely free music to download of Andrew's from the website if you're particularly enamored by the music this evening. Okay, so if you want to get settled, I'll pop that music back on and we'll do our closing blessing to send you on your way. There we go. Okay. Just close your eyes then, please. Take a few deep breaths. And focus on the sound of my voice as I bring forward the closing blessing. Divine source of all light and life and love. Great goddess of the earth and sea, great god of the sky and land. We call upon your presence and your power. Help us to integrate the lessons and experiences of this evening's service, that we might take to heart the words of the Master Hiram and use the power that we have been opened to for the greater good of all. These are trying times, and it is easy from our human earthly perspective to become lost in the darkness and filled with despair. Be then our lantern light through these troubling moments. Help us to see the truth. Help us to find the way. Help us to remember and to believe that we are parts of you on earth. Miracles, each and every one of us. Aspects of your wisdom and your radiant power. Help us to do all that we can to aid the world and our fellow human beings. Finally, Divine, we ask a little of your light for ourselves, to see us through the week ahead, to strengthen us and ground us and to protect us, to guide us and steer us, to give us the healing that we need, the power that we desire, so that we might do your will. Through synchronicity, omen and portent, remind us of your presence. Help us to see the way and be the best version of ourselves that we can be. Divine, in you we trust. We give ourselves wholeheartedly to your service. In perfect love and perfect trust, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen. Take a few breaths then, please, and make sure that you are nice and grounded. So breathe down through the legs and the feet, roots of light deep and wide into the earth. Breathe a little energy into the sacral and solar plexus centers to ground and center yourself. And breathe a little light into your aura to protect yourself as well. Final thought from me to send you on your way. So, you know, as has been said tonight, very strange times we're living through, very difficult times. It's very easy to become overwhelmed by it all and to find that as a result of that, our energy, our nervous system is in a state of imbalance. I've recently come across a crystal that I'd not found before, which is very good at helping the energy system and the nervous system find a space of harmony. It's called St. Anne Burn Agate. St. Anne Burn agate. And one of the places that you can get hold of it is KF, KFC, KCF, Crystals, KFC, KCF, one of those. But if you put it into Google, St. Anne Burn Agate, it'll take you to the website, to the crystal website where you can get hold of it. It's only found in Scotland. It's a particular type of agate. It's a beautiful orange colour. And yeah, I think it's a stone that might be of some use to quite a few people at this moment in time, those of us who are struggling to regulate ourselves with everything that's going on in the world. Thank you so much, folks, for coming along today. I've really enjoyed the service. I hope you've enjoyed it soon. I hope I'll see some of you again on Tuesday for the Merlin Channel evening. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Stay out of the sun. Stay safe and well, and spread the news about the Sunday services that they're back up and running so that we can get more people joining us next time. I'm switching off the recording now.